This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
The government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional man? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. We've got the D-Day remembrance business going on right now, and we're going to jump in on some of the coverage if we can get there, if it's going to provide us the avenue, the pathway forward, if you know what I mean. And I think we'll get there. But a lot of things going on. The president is, I think he's wrapping up the trip, and he's going over to, is he going back to Ireland? Is that what the deal is? Yeah. Hello? Anybody in Ireland? The lights out. Last one out of Ireland, you know, leave the key on the table or something like that. You know as they say these things, right? Last guy out of Texas. last person out of California. Just throw the keys across the border, right? Just throw the keys across the border. Anyway, we got a lot of things to talk about here on Agenda 21 Radio. You can call in 215-867-8255, 215-867-8255. That's the call-in number starting in the next segment. The lines will be open. You can call in. You can talk about D-Day if you want to. You can talk about everything about New California if you want to. You can talk about the communists that are celebrating. I mean, the story I got, it came across my my phone. You know, this business where you guys send me stuff on phones. And I'm talking about my citizen journalist out there. And thank you very much to, I haven't done that in a while. I need to throw that one out there. The citizen journalist that we have for our radio show, they're absolutely stellar. And we really do appreciate the great work that they do. But I did get this one, and this is kind of interesting. In the day and age of course, all the different, the crap going on with the communists, this is an article that is appearing in the Epoch Times. Now, are you ready for this one? I don't know if there's a video. It says speakers waiting in line June 4th to make comments at the San Francisco Board of... Oh, here we go. At the San Francisco Board of whatever. Yeah. Okay, so the Epoch Times... Oh, wow, the New California is in here, too. This is really exciting. I got to tell you, when you see New California and all the things going on with New California, it's here. And we got a lot of like followers on the New California thing, which is really cool. Really cool. A lot of followers. I haven't covered our own article that appeared in just recently in the Epoch Times. But I'm going to cover this with, because this goes hand in hand with, of course, what's going on in all of the state. San Francisco officials, listen to this. San Francisco officials honor Chinese regime supporter on Tiananmen Square massacre anniversary. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors passed a resolution on June 4th, the 30th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre, to give recognition to the late Rose Pak, a well-known political power broker who was infamous for defending the massacre. Infamous in defending the massacre. This is this Rose Pak. Now, this is kind of the big thing that's fighting, that everybody's kind of fighting with. Right now in the San Francisco area, everybody, you know, this Rose Pak, and she's been known as a very staunch supporter of communism, I think. My understanding, I'm not as well versed on this as some of our other people. We might rouse somebody out of bed to get this information. It says, the controversial resolution was to urge the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency to name the upcoming Chinatown subway station after Pak. The San Francisco Metropolitan Transit Authority, the SMTA, S-F-M-T-A, okay, SMTA, you know, acronym, I'm trying to say something with it. Give me an E or something, C, I don't know. Board of Directors, which also held a board meeting on June 4th, was divided 3-3 on whether to include any person's name in the station name, and they left the naming issue unresolved. Way to go, guys. The Svidma board is waiting for a new board member to join the board soon as the others take a powder, right? They run away. We don't want this! But do you believe that? They got a stalemate going on, 3-3. The commies versus the good guys. Since both the board of supervisors and the board members held hours-long meetings because long lines of speakers were waiting to make public comments on the station naming issue. Wow. The majority of the speakers who made comments on both boards were against naming the station after Pak. Several speakers who made comments to the board mentioned that the meetings were taking place on the 30th anniversary of the massacre at Tiananmen Square. However, none of the members of the boards explained why that specific day was chosen for such a controversial issue. None of these things happen by accident with communists, ladies and gentlemen, or the radical Islamists. Willie Brown, the former mayor of the city, attended the Svidma board member. I'm sorry. The Svidma, San Francisco Metropolitan Transit Authority. I'll be clear. SFMTA board meeting as a private citizen and voiced his support for naming the state. Shocking, one communist to another. I support my comrade. Is that how he said it? I support my comrade. Okay, here's PAC's history now. PAC was infamous for opposing city resolution that aimed to raise public awareness of the Tiananmen Square massacre, an incident in 1989 in which the Chinese communist regime sent tanks to kill students who were protesting the democracy. To this day, Beijing has denied the massacre happened. Different international organizations have given different estimates of the total number of massacred, ranging from a few dozen to as high as 20,000. No official estimate can be made because of the regime's continuous cover-up. PAC was often referred to by local media as Chinatown's political power broker. She was an executive director of the China Overseas Exchange Association, an organization overseen by the Overseas China Affairs Office of the State Council of China. Oh, no. That just kind of has a really communist ring to it, doesn't it? You know, the State Council of China. The Overseas Chinese Affairs Office of the State Council of China. There's no communism in that office. I mean, can we say that she's a communist? Well, if she's working for them, she probably is one. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm a prospector. I found a big old river rock. I'm sure it's a gold nugget. Where do I go to cash it in?
Whatever precious metals you're digging up, we'll barrel it over to Yuba City Coin and Bullion by the 10th Street Bridge. Always paying top dollar on placer gold, pickers or bigger, any hoard of gold coins and silver ingots, shiny or not.
Eureka! They're paying more than all the teeth in my mouth!
Your local coin shop buys those too. Gold crowns and bridges. Also, scrap jewelry and sterling silverware. We melt it down, turning it into shiny gold and silver ingots that you can invest in.
Well, I'll be! Strike it rich at the Twin Cities!
Yuba City, Coin and Bullion. 438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. 755 Coin.
Now where'd my donkey wander off to?
we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. On cue right now. Here we are. We're going to be talking in a few moments to one of our colleagues with New California. You can tell us a little bit more about this whole situation that's developed here with the Rose Pack business. But as soon as we get our act together here, we'll see if we can get all this stuff up and running that we're supposed to, you know, get. Yeah, anyway, so this is kind of an interesting story in that Rose Pack. You just never know about these communists. And we were talking about it, this, you know, that she is a member. Was she or was she not? Now, we're going to ask Paul Taylor, who's going to be joining us in a few minutes once we get Skype's act together. I don't know about Skype anymore. It says Pack was often referred to by local media as Chinatown's political power broker. She was an executive director of the China Overseas Exchange Association, an organization overseen by the Overseas Chinese Affairs Office of the State Council of China. So, you know, obviously, it sounds to me like, you know, one of those kind of groups. It says in 2008, prior to the Beijing Olympics, Pack openly opposed a resolution of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors that criticized China for the Tiananmen Square massacre and its repression of the press and religious groups. Pack, while calling communist China a sleeping giant, criticized the United States by saying, "On what moral ground does a country that's been involved in slave trade in Africa and that drummed up false charges to invade Iraq shake its finger and lecture China?" Ding, 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 ding. I'd say she's really kind of leaning towards the communist side. So they're, you know, they give her a lot of money. That's the whole gig, is that they give her a lot of money, and she's able to, you know, make it all happen. That's really what it is when you're talking about these kind of folks. It says, after many years of promoting Beijing's overseas propaganda agenda, Pack was invited to participate in the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference National Committee's meeting in Beijing, March 2014. Aaron Peskin, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors member who proposed using Pack's name for the subway station, had previously criticized Pack, identifying her as an agent of China. I wonder if she knows Shrimp Boy Chow. Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow, right? I wonder if she knows him. We're going to find out. In a couple of minutes, we're going to be calling Paul Taylor. And he's going to tell us the real deal on what's happening here with Miss Pack. And no Pac-Man for you, by the way. No Pac-Man for you. As soon as our little thing gets together here. Okay, so now, Rose Pack has been able to work with people to get undue influence in gaining city contracts and in gaining land use approval to build new buildings in San Francisco, Peskin said in an interview with New Tang Dynasty Television. During the 2011 San Francisco mayoral election, it's really about the political influence and how political influence works and even includes working with and representing the interests of outside governments from San Francisco. I am happy to name those names, and those names include the People's Republic of China, Peskin said. Shocking. I'm shocked, aren't you? That Peskin sounds like he's kind of a pesky person. You know what I mean? I mean, you got to know what I'm talking about, right? Peskin is a pesky person. Now, that means this, that if you have a pesky person, then you must be out of your mind, right? To have somebody like that be, I mean, to be representative of the city of San Francisco, I'm certain you, people don't really want to have a communist come on board. Okay, we're going to be dialing up Mr. Taylor right now. Hopefully our little thing goes ring-a-ding-ding here. Get the number for that one. Here we go. We'll see if he connects or not. We connect that dot. This will be Paul Taylor, we think, if the phones are ringing correctly. 786. Yep. Okay, Paul, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Paul. How you doing, buddy? You're welcome to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm doing.
Can you hear me fine?
Thank you. Appreciate that. I can hear you good.
Okay. Just make sure you're, because you're on your cell phone, make sure you have your cell phone close to your mouth there. Okay, so we're talking about this article that came out by Nan Su of the Epoch Times about Rose Pack and about how they're struggling with naming some things about her in San Francisco. And we've just kind of covered what the article was that with our audience, that she's basically a communist. Not even basically. It looks like she's full-on communist. Yet they seem to be celebrating her in San Francisco. Why is that?
Well, I don't know who's celebrating her because the people aren't. Rose Pack was a bully representing the communists at Chinatown. She was the face of intimidation, retaliation, extortion. And certainly the communists have a big say in San Francisco. They operate right out of the consulate there in San Francisco. And they deal with a lot of our top political figures like Pelosi and Feinstein.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Rose Pack has never represented the people. She's always represented people like Willie Brown and, you know, Gavin Newsom, anybody. You know, she was tied into illegal stuff with Ed Lee. They both extorted the Chinese people. They kept them down. 150 years we just celebrate this year of the transcontinental free railroad that they built, and they're still is in much bondage today, or more than they were 150 years ago.
Well, and you know, it seems to me that it's the Democratic people that are keeping them in bondage. That's the other thing too, because everybody you're going to say and talk about, including I don't think you put in there Kamala Harris, but that whole cabal of people have basically been keeping the Chinese people down. The good Chinese people who are not communists and don't believe in communism, and a lot of them have fled that country to come here away from communism, keeping them down pretty much in the same sort of servitude that they were in the 1840s, 50s, and 60s, and 70s, and 80s.
Yep, Rose Pack was just a woman that represented the communists in California here. And she didn't represent people at all. She kept them down. It's a shame. You know, she put on this persona like she was just an average person. But when she died, she didn't have average bank accounts that they found. You know, she'd been paid off many, many times, and that's what the Chinese do. They're the checkbook. They're always writing checks, paying people to do their dirty work for them in San Francisco is to keep the Chinese people from voting, keep them extorted, keep them from having a say in anything, keep them from renting. They've got over 50,000 apartments that they don't rent out because of the city being, you know, crazy with their rental laws and all that. It's all extortion. I don't know why they live there, you know, to tell you the truth. But they've been there for a long time, and they shouldn't have to leave. They should be able to enjoy freedom. That's what they came here for. They need to vote. They need to get out and vote. They need to vote for Ellen Zhao. Ellen Zhao is the one that's running against the liberal side, the people who support people like Rose Pack and others who want to do harm to their neighbors.
Yeah, that's kind of an odd situation. I know we had several people come to our convention and talk about the communist influence in California. As we know, it's a huge influence, and not only just in San Francisco, but also throughout the Central Valley. And real communism, real communist, and not only just with the Chinese, but also with the other Southeast Asian populations, the Hmong and the Mien and the Vietnamese. We've seen the same sort of things going. A lot of Maoist cells and cell growth. We talk about Chapman University in Orange County. Everybody thinks that's just a conservative bevy of a university, and it's not. It's turned radically left, and in fact, hiring people like Dr. Peter McLaren, a radical leftist communist. He's a good friend of the communist Pope from Argentina, go figure. And they've been together for a long, long time, and also they're friends with Bill Ayers, of all people, which has got quite a history in San Francisco, too, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Yeah, he's been a polluter for a long time.
Yeah.
Polluting
yeah.
the minds and hopes of people, you know, with this, with the Marxist ideas. Yeah, he's right up in northern San Francisco County, I think, somewhere. Then get far away. You know, the crook never always returns to the scene of the crime. Right?
Yeah. Well, they feel comfortable in the scene of the crime, wherever they can commit the crime.
It's
you know?
Terrible. Watch who you're stepping. It's just a lot you step, right?
Oh yeah. Well, that brings us up to the feces, but we don't want to talk about that yet. Or the needles. Man, I've been looking at some very interesting
needles everywhere.
Yeah, I've been seeing some of those needles that are everywhere. They're just—it's amazing. And of course, we know that they're trying to deliberately break down our culture and society. We understand that. That's the tactic.
Yeah.
Whether or not it's not going to succeed. But I want to get back to this whole thing about, we're talking about Ellen Zhao. She's running for mayor, and we've known Ellen for quite some time, and she's a solid Christian conservative girl. And she came from China. She's got a fabulous history. These people must be doing somersaults because she's actually going to be on the ballot running for mayor. Isn't that correct?
Yes, in fact, Paul, she was the first one to be registered and approved by the city. Right now they've got to, I think it's the 13th of June to get registered, and then the closing date happens. And we'll know who all is running, but currently right now all that we see is for any kind of conservative is Ellen Zhao. And she certainly has the capability. She's got everything it takes to be a stateswoman there, because she knows the job, she can do the job. And she's been working for the city for the last 22 years as a social worker. She's seen the both sides of it, where the people suffer. She also sees the side where people are involved in graft, and they're stealing money, and so much corruption in the city. She's right there. She sees it. She belongs to the SEIU union. She's involved with that group, and she sees the corruption there. And she feels the pressure on her when she wants to be a whistleblower. You know, she's done some whistleblowing and not getting much response on it. And so we have to go to the next level, which is oftentimes filing the court case against, whoever you had sent the information to. And but she's a straight-up person. She's got a pure heart. She cares about her people. She's going to do a good job. She can't be bought. She's honest. She's sincere. She loves God, more than anything. She loves God. And I believe that the Lord's put her there for this purpose. See, I'll say that 45 years since we've had a Republican mayor in San Francisco. And she'd be the first one. What an amazing one she'd make, too.
You think the city of San Francisco, with all the problems, because I think one of her... She was talking about how she's going to clean up literally the poop and the needles in San Francisco. Do you think that the people of San Francisco are ready for that kind of change? And again, the other big question is that looms everywhere in California. Will she get a fair election? And we won't have the corruption, seen the all throughout the system that we see in California today. What do you think?
Well, this is how I look at it. Being a person that ran for office last year, I had to travel the whole state, had to cover the whole state. In Ellen's situation, she only has to cover one city. So it's easier to put your arms around one city, which would be San Francisco. So what we need to do is make sure that we encourage election integrity project and all of those who surround them in their efforts, along with help from the White House that we secure the voting arena in San Francisco. We secure it down tight. So there's no cheating. There's no ballot harvesting. There's no stealing ballots. There's no mail-in ballots. There's no miscounting. There's no hiding. Illegal votes by people that shouldn't be voting. There's over 100,000 that Ellen's already identified that need to be taken off the rolls there. We should be able to control that voting area so she can get, if there's one time they can get a honest vote, it would be this time for Ellen's Al. It's perfect. It's the perfect storm, Paul. It's a perfect storm.
Well, you know, and first of all, let me properly introduce you. This is Paul Taylor with us right now, and Paul is a senator in the state of New California, and he's one of our representatives that will be going to Washington as a state senator, and also he's ran for Senate against Dianne Feinstein in this last go-around, and so he's been around the state of California and all this stuff, and he's from the Bay Area, so he's very well-versed. He's also been deeply involved with Chinatown and the Chinese, and also... tell us what your main organization is that you've been promoting as well, Melting Pot.
Yes, thank you, Paul. Well, we're starting a group that actually it's been around since last the primary was over. It's called Melting Pot Patriots. Melting Pot Patriots is a group that represents those who come from foreign lands, places that where persecution was commonplace. And, China, Vietnam, just about any Asian country, but certainly that we don't want to exclude countries like Egypt, where the Coptic Christians come from, and, you know, and Assyria and other places where there's persecution for religious reasons. These people have come to America to have freedom, but they're not involved in a political process, and they're not using the gift of their freedom, which is voting. So we're putting a group together to invite all of them. It could be Russians. You could be from any group. As long as you come from persecuted land and you believe in traditional family values, that's the key, traditional family values. We are a traditional family value group, New California. We believe in the values of our founding fathers and those that are put into our Constitution. And stuff, and so that's what we want to teach people to get involved in the Melting Pot Patriots, and get them to come in and join in with us and learn about our republic and what it means to be a patriot. And they are real patriots. They've worked hard. They've come here. They've got educated. They bought property. They own businesses. They've educated their children. They're doing everything right. They're being kept from the process by people who don't want them to do everything right, and that's the left people. So we're going to work on that and get those people involved. That's a great deal. If you're interested in it, you can call in on on your channel here, Paul, right? And get a lead or something to Melting Pot Patriots. We're just starting it. It's brand new, and we're looking for it to be really huge for Donald Trump for 2020.
Well, you know, you've got a lot of things really in the fire right now as well, because you know the whole New California thing and all that stuff that's really cropping up. We're kind of really starting to explode, which is really a wonderful thing. What are your comments? What are your thoughts about what happened at the last Constitutional Convention in Fresno? Because they wrote an article that came out in Epoch Times yesterday, and that was really, I thought, a great article. But what were your thoughts about what happened there at the Constitutional Convention, the fourth one?
It was just, I've been to all four of them. It was just a culmination of the other three. It was really great. I mean, the people there were amazed to hear the stories from the Asian people that spoke about the, lack of freedom in the lands they come from and, how we just take it for granted here in the United States.
Right.
But I think a lot of people got the, good shot of patriotism that day. And they understand is that, on every coin that we carry in our pocket, there's a little thing stamped on there in Latin, and it says, E Pluribus Unum, out of any one. We all come out of many countries, and we all got our own stories and our own families around the world, and we come to America to create a country that's free based on the freedom that God, Jehovah God, from above gives us, and to have leaders to help guide us and care for us in a free society. And that's the whole idea of all this stuff, good stuff.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. We're being invaded. Our own country is being invaded right now, and our border is not protected, and our, of course, the Republican form of governance gone. And one of the things that, well, also freedom from invasion, freedom from violence is what we're supposed to be protected for and guaranteed of. But this whole notion of a Republican form of government, I was just going to mention that we have a problem there, and we're trying to get the California Republicans and California Democrats to form a new political system of Democrats and new California state Democrats and Republicans. What are your thoughts on that? We got about 30 seconds.
Well, being that New California is going to be a state that is a multi-political state, we're not going to be a totalitarian state. We're not going to say we're all Republicans. We are going to have a basis of Republican mindset and our founding fathers, but we are inviting other groups. I mean, that want to come in and be reasonable. Come on, folks. We've been playing like little kids now. Let's get reasonable in what we're doing and politically, and start thinking about, if you got opposing views, come on, get engaged. You know, that's what it's about. It's about discussion and comparing thoughts and coming up with the best answers. And if you got good answers, I'm sure they'll come to the forefront. If I'm not good answers, yours and
listen,
our time.
Listen, Paul, we got to run for time. Thanks for being with us on Agenda 21 Radio. That was Paul Taylor here on Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're trying to quickly move about the internet right now, but as things go in our little world, it doesn't necessarily pan out sometimes like you want it to. Shocking! I know everybody's shocked about that. But I'll tell you that the greatest thing that's happening, of course, is what's going on with this D-Day business. And right now, remember, they're 9 hours ahead on the left coast and 6 hours ahead on the right coast. So if you're out there wondering what the heck is going on, I want to thank Paul Taylor for being with us here on the radio show just a little bit, just sort of spontaneously, because this article that was that came out of it. Here we are celebrating the destruction of Nazi Germany. And then what we have, of course, is on the other end now in San Francisco, the celebration of somebody who supports totalitarianism and murder. Yeah, that's it. That's our world today, isn't it? Isn't it just, it's sad, but it's very, very true. Anyway, so we want to dive into some things about what's going on in Normandy. I think we got about a couple more minutes left where we can do this. The situation at Normandy, of course, this is the 75th anniversary, if you haven't figured that one out. We've been playing a lot of clips from different things going on in the whole battle, I guess you would say, the whole heat of the battle. Normandy was, of course, the biggest invasion the world has ever known. And we threw everything at the Nazis, and it worked. We had to get a beachhead. We had to get, you know, our footprint. We had to get it in. And it became quite a ponderous thing after that. And we finally broke out days later from the beaches and started moving inland very quickly. And, of course, that whole battle in the northern portion of France at that point in time became even more pivotal. And it's 11 months later that, well, Germany collapsed. The Germans were defeated. And, again, the doubt, there was much doubt. I remember seeing a video. There's a couple of videos out there now you can, where Eisenhower, on the 10th anniversary in 1954, is out on one of the ships offshore, the 10th anniversary. And he's recollecting, I think it was with Harry Reasoner or something like that. It was one of the 60 Minutes with CBS folks is what it was. And he was lamenting about what was going on, and he said it was so in doubt at the time and what was happening. And he said that one of the things that really struck him the most is, as he was looking at the battle unfold, as he was looking at everything unfold, he was realizing, you know what, this is in doubt. I don't know if we're going to do it. I don't know if we're going to succeed. And he actually wrote a letter about, you know, what would happen if it failed and they were repulsed and thrown back into the ocean. Then we had another Dunkirk type of thing. That's a matter of getting people off the shore. And then what would happen with all the other in-between things about vessels being torpedoed by the U-boats and things like that. But one of the things that really stuck out in my mind of that conversation sticks with me today. And I think about this as I think about people stepping up to consequences that are well beyond what they're capable of doing. Well, never been in the battle before. And I think about all of us in New California. And this little story about what Eisenhower said about his thoughts at the time when the battle was really raging in Normandy as the day was moving on. He said that the first part of it was, of course, the first waves of people who came ashore. The first, second, third, fourth, fifth waves as they came across. 90%, this was reflected today, 90% of the first wave was wiped out. 90%. Now, if you're Eisenhower and you're watching all this unfold and thinking, oh, my God, I've committed all these people. They're all dying. What would you be thinking as a leader? And finally, he was talking about the fact that he would see men huddled around some of the barricades in the water. And people would, you know, gather around, and there was very little fighting back in the initial part of it because people were being slaughtered. Then one by one, people would run to the shoreline to try and get cover. They'd be shot down. Then another one would go. Then another one would go. And pretty soon, many started to go, and many found cover. On their own initiative, they then started to, with many of their officers, their lead officers dead, privates and corporals and sergeants pulled together without leadership and assumed the leadership positions, knowing full well they had to get inland and they had to destroy the enemy in front of them. And so Eisenhower was talking about this, and he said it was that American ingenuity. He said I could see it all happening, the courage, the strategizing, the resourcefulness. Many of them not really armed properly. They lost their weapons. But as time went on, they started to organize themselves, and they started to maneuver. They started to use the tactics against the Nazis that were shooting them down. And individually, coming together, individuals with a common cause defeated the Nazis on shore. But it started with one, then two, then three, fighting through the hail of bullets. And then he knew we were going to win the war. He knew in his heart we were going to win the war after that day. And that's exactly what we did. We won the war. Now we have a new invasion. What about this war? We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call
866-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. If you're new to the newcaliforniastate.com movement, it's real simple. All you need to do is go to newcaliforniastate.com, and you can sign up on Sign Up Genius, and then also click on and become a member. Become a member of New California. It's real simple. It's real simple. Sign up, give us your name and information, and you become a member. I'm just saying it's the way it is. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Information coming your way. I want to thank all of our citizen journalists who have really played an important role in what's going on with New California. And a lot of people might not understand that, but, you know, I clearly understand it, and I clearly appreciate the work you guys do. And oftentimes, early in the morning, you're talking to me and you're prepping me. Are you saying this? You're saying that? Well, I don't know. It just depends on what the information is. We have developed really a very, very strong cadre of people who bring us the news and information. It's wonderful to see this. And I really do want to thank everybody, because I'll tell you, you know, this is the kind of stuff that goes on where people don't really kind of realize the importance of being a citizen journalist and how important it is in today's era, because it really truly is important, because you have a mainstream media that's incredibly compromised, and they're on the dole, obviously, by the totalitarians, because really, in my opinion, we've got nothing more than the mainstream Pravda, just like they had in the Soviet Union, where everything's propaganda against America. And that's what we have right now. Except, you know, we did have a shining thing. We called it out, that we had Jim Acosta and Joe Scarborough praising the President of the United States over his comments about D-Day today. By the way, he gave a great speech. There's no doubt about it. And thank goodness it was him giving that speech as opposed to Hillary Clinton, right? Can you feature that? What a thought. I know, listen, what a thought. She'd be up there in a moo-moo. Well, she wouldn't even be there, probably. Think about that. She probably wouldn't have even shown up. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on in Oroville. We're going to come back tomorrow and hit that strong. But we have a lot of good stuff up on our website. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.